from KQED.
I'm joined now by Gabe Moline, who is in Santa Rosa now. He's online editor for KQED Arts and a Santa Rosa native. He's seen many friends lose homes. Gabe, how you doing?
We're hanging in there. That's all I can say.
Well, we have been hearing names like Fountain Grove, Coffee Park. These are names to people who aren't familiar with Santa Rosa, but you are three generations Santa Rosan. So what kinds of neighborhoods are these? What are these places?
Well, first of all, these are neighborhoods that I grew up in. Larkfield, Mark West, Fountain Grove, these are, this is where I was raised, went to school. I know them really well. This is a tragedy that cuts across all class lines. Fountain Grove is very wealthy. There's a lot of big business owners, developers, supervisors, movers and shakers that live up there that have lost their homes. Just down the hill is Journey's End Mobile Home Park, home to a lot of low-income and elderly people, completely gone. Coffee Park, of course, is sort of a middle-class, working-class neighborhood, completely gone. Everyone is affected by this.
And so the landmarks we've been hearing about, whether it's Charles Schultz or just there are all kinds of places that are familiar to people from outside the area. What are some of those lost and what do they mean to Santa Rosans?
Right. The Schultz Museum is okay. The Luther Burbank Center is a big one. It's a performing arts center that's been there since 1981. I went to kindergarten there. I had my senior prom there. Everyone up here has seen a concert there. There's been weddings, community events. Cardinal Newman High School is a private Catholic school here. Joe Montana actually coached the football team there for a while. That's a big one. The Fountain Grove Round Barn is just a historic 100-year-old landmark on the hill that everybody knows. A lot of beloved restaurants and businesses. It's tough.
And you say it's tough. Is there a feeling of hope coming out of the ashes in Santa Rosa, or is it still very uncertain and pretty dark?
It's very uncertain, Brian. We've been getting evacuation notices still around the city. The winds are supposed to pick up today. It's very unpredictable. I drove around yesterday to some of the destroyed regions. I went to the shelters. I saw people laid out in first aid beds. We got some supplies to donate. A lot of shelters aren't accepting donations anymore, but we did what we could. Everyone's on edge up here.
So quickly, if shelters aren't accepting supplies anymore, how could people help?
There have been a couple of funds set up, and you'd have to Google them. The city of Santa Rosa set up an official fund. The chief financial officer of the city set that up through You Caring. And then also the Press Democrat and Redwood Credit Union just set up a joint fund today, the North Bay Fire Relief Fund.
All right. KQED's Gabe Moline, hang in there up there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Brian.